Simon Shin Yud Dalet, Sif Aleph, Mishavura, Sif Katan Yud. So the Ramah came along. The Mechaber said that in case you have a knife which is in the chavis, and by pulling it out, a case where you have a nekev, you can't expand it. The Ramah came along and said that's only also if you have intent for that purpose. Now, Mr. Burr comes along and says that the truth is this is a little bit confusing Ramah, because that's the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah himself holds it also even though you don't have intent for that. The point of this Ramah over here is explain the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch. Mechaber and Shulchan Aruch are interchangeable. The Dafka Kashim is Kabin Laharchib is only when he has intent to expand the whole, it's also. Avim Enom is Kabin. If he has no intent to expand it, Avagav the Havi Psik Reisha Shayisrachib, even though it's definitely going to expand, if that's not his intent, I they pull also through his action, still Shari it's Mutu. Kmashah Simon Mechaber Beatzmach, like the Shulchan Aruch ends off. Because that wasn't his intent. Now, I will dasa Ramah gufa, but the Ramah himself achar kach b'hagoa in the following hagoa, he holds afilu imenu mechaber in the harkiv is also imu psik reisha, even though he has no intent to expand it. If it's a psik reisha, if it's definitely going to expand, it's also v'hoyu lo litu b'zeh b'shem yeshem. When he said this next piece of Ramah, and he said that it's also, he should have said, well, some say that it's also because the kodesh shulchan aruch it's mutter. So he should use the language of Yeshem, some say. Why didn't he do that? He didn't want to say that because then you would be confused what his opinion is. When you say, well, there's those who say, I'm not sure what you personally are saying, but I tell you, this is the way it is, you know what I'm saying. So he didn't want to say Yeshem because that would be confusing. He wanted to clarify that his opinion is that it's definitely awesome. So according to the Ramah, expanding the whole, even though you have no intent for it, if it's definitely going to be expanded, it's going to be usur. And according to the Shulchan Aruch, it's going to be mutter if that wasn't your intent. So the example which the Shulchan Aruch gives is a case where you had a knife which was in the chavis, and you want to take it in and out. It was in there tightly. It's definitely going to expand the hole. Filhoki came to Ikir Sur who rakmi rabbanon. Sirle the shori kibush enom is kavon lezeh. So the Shulchan Aruch says, listen, your goal over here is not to make a hole, and it's not a hole which is made for the purpose of the hachlas alahitzi, and that wasn't so. It's not a deraisa. And you're not mechavim for that. So even though it's a psik reisha, it's mutter.
Is that a klal that if something is psik reisha but it's davar shein mechavim and it's the rabbanon, then
okay, we're about to fall into this big hole. Okay, but that's the Ramah lach was a love. The Ramah argues the dafka kasher tzia pamachas mibayyot. You already have pulled it out one time before Shabbos. It's already expanded a little bit. You already extended the hole. The sulah having psik reisha, because this in that situation, it's not definitely that you're going to extend it any further. Also the psik reisha, but if that was not the scenario and you was not pulled it up before Shabbos and it's definitely going to extend the hole, it is awesome. Even though the purpose of this hole is not to put things in and out. We said before that's only a neck of the rabbanon. Sirle the psik reisha also apimus of the rabbanon. So Ramah holds that the psik reisha is also even by yisurim the rabbanon. Okay, so we have what seems to be a machlokes between the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. The Ramah says a psik reisha and nisad rabbanon is permitted, and the Ramah says a psik reisha and nisad rabbanon is prohibited. Right.
The
Shulchan Aruch says that it's permitted, and the Ramah says that it's also. Now, Vayin lekamon besif yubeis. The bekarsa shum mechuber. In case you're dealing with a knife which is stuck into the wall, kama mechaber moed the osel hotzi asakin shayitukuba meirav shabbos. This case over here was a knife which is in a chavis, which is something which is a movable object. If you're talking about a knife in the wall, you're making a hole in the wall, which they used to use their holes for putting things in, etc. So, even the Shulchan Aruch would agree that that's also. And Behuadin, we already saw over here, Bechavis Shemachzek, as our boy Yim saw, the Yotzegam came Mishum Kli, Mishem Kli, the Havik Oil. And the same way the Shulchan Aruch over here said, if the barrel is very large, it can hold 40 saw, it has a locha like Mechubar the Karka. Right, that was it. So this same case would be true in such a very, in a very large barrel, the Shulchan Aruch would be more than it's also. Now why is that?
With the case of the Kosel, and it's Mechubar the Kosel, what, I'm not clear on what is the problem here, because before my understanding of having a neck of is
okay, he's about to say.
All right, well.
The Shom over there, b'miskaber laharchiv hanekev chay mishum mekerdeach. I've been told of the boina. When you're dealing with the making a drilling a hole, the kerdeach is drilling a hole. You drill a hole in a wall. So it's made to put a nail to hang your picture on. So that's called all those examples of when you drill holes. That's kodeach, which is a told of boina. It's a psik reisha. Okay, in other words, If the chiyuv is called for making a Pesach is only chayiv if it's made l'hachlis or l'hotzi. So you're dealing with a kli we hold in binyan b'keil maker with it. So the chiyuv isn't for the tikkun you're doing in the kli. The chiyuv is for the tikkun of making a Pesach. So the Pesach is not made l'hachlis or l'hotzi. There's no Pesach. So you're dealing with Hesed Rabbanah. When you're dealing with something which is not a kli, which is an oil or it's a bias, there is a malacha of the different tikkunim you make in the bias. One of the tikkunim you make in the bias is they have nails that hang things on. So the chiyuv over there isn't for making a Pesach. Chiyuv there is for drilling a hole. So not every hole has to be l'hachlis l'hotzi to be chayiv. A hole which is chayiv because it's called you making an opening, making a Pesach. A Pesach is only called a Pesach was made to go in and go out. If a hole is made to use the hole to fill it up, so it's not made l'hachlis l'hotzi, right? It's just made to bang a nail in and leave it there. So the Mor says, you bang the nail in, you're chai for boina. The Mor says, what's the binyan? Well, because you made a hole in the wall. You filled it up. Exactly, the Mor says. Yeah, that's exactly the point. Well, it's not made l'hachlis l'hotzi. You're not going to take things in and out. You're just going to leave it there. But the chiyuv isn't for making a Pesach. The chiyuv is for making expanding the function of the wall that it can hold something now by having a nail in it. So it's the chiyuv is for boina, not for making a Pesach. You understand the difference?
Yeah, I know. The difference between making a Pesach and making a hole, it seems like they would both be boina, no?
Yes, but the difference is one is the binyan, the hole is the binyan. The opening is the binyan. I made an opening. The opening itself is the binyan. One is the binyan is not. If I take my wall and I make it more usable, I've expanded the usage of the wall, so I'm chayiv for binyan in the wall.
Okay.
So whenever I'm dealing with karka, dealing with oil, so which itself is a binyan. It's anything you do to enhance the binyan, you're chayiv. Okay. If you're dealing with a kli, which is not a binyan. So the chiyuv is for making an opening, for making a Pesach. So I have to make a Pesach. So Chazal said, we have a Masorah that a Pesach has to be l'hachlis l'hotzi.
The only thing I don't know is that when we're using Lashon Mechubar, when we're dealing with this, whatever it is, a pole in the wall, and it's Mechubar, and we're taking out, meaning that the hole wasn't there before, and it wasn't made to take it in and out. It's just that now that you've taken that bar out, or whatever it might
be. You have a knife stuck in the wall.
Oh, it is a knife. Okay.
Stuck is a knife, yeah. So you have this knife thing, and you pull it out, and now you can use that hole to store something in, or to hang something on, you know, whatever you might use it for.
Even though you're not, so you were saying that there has to be a usage for this hole then that they're going to put in the wall? Because essentially by taking the hole, the knife out, there's no real usage out. I'm talking about in the koso.
No, it's a secret that you have a usable hole.
Alright.
So, nehi behine. Linyan ikar hadin. So, regards to the ikar psak, you'll see the language of the Mishnah is very, he's saying, really, this should be the psak. This should be the psak, and we'll see what it actually is in a second. He's kimu hamagan aram, val yarabba, bhagra, bhagunar, kivagir, the psik resha, also afim el sadrabbana. They say that the concept of a psik resha is also even by nisad rabbana, like the Rambam. When we come welcome, but even so, hacham etzadim hamagan aram vagrua the medina apakesel shori heichoshen miskaven. They say it's mutter, even though if your intent is not for that purpose, it's going to be mutter. Why is that? Came and chain sarach laguma. You don't need you have no plan to use the hole. By melacha shen etzirch lagufa. So that's a case where you are doing a melacha, making a usable hole, but you're not making the usable hole for the purpose of using the hole. And that's called melacha shen etzirch lagufa. The same way, the Morris's example, where I dig a hole in the ground because I need the dirt, but you have a hole. A hole, they used to store things in holes. Say, yeah, but I don't need the hole. I just need the dirt. So Morris says, called that case of melacha shen etzirch lagufa. So over here, you have, you're not planning to use that hole, even though you have a now usable hole, that's a melacha shen etzirch lagufa. And regard Mishal Yisad Rabbanon, the Asa Hechashu Psik Resha, and therefore this case is less problematic than your regular Yisad Rabbanon, which is also when it's Psik Resha. Over also, it came in Shugam Ken Mekalkel, but you're doing it in a way which, you know, if you don't plan to use the hole, so then a hole there is not a benefit, it's a detriment. I got a hole in my wall. And it's also done in a backwards fashion. You don't mean to make a hole by pulling out a knife. The guma comes just as a secondary result of the act of pulling out the knife, which is not the normal way of making it. So I have, it's mekalkel, it's kalachiyad, which means it's done in an abnormal fashion, and you're not mechavim for it, and so I have a lot of things to argue over here why it should be moved.
And the kalachar yad is simply that you're pulling a knife out of the wall?
Right, which is not the normal way you make a hole, usually.
Okay, fine. Making the whole kalachar yad.
So, even the ikar din, it should be that it's mutter. The Magen Rambam says that it should be mutter. So, secretion is the rabbanon is us. Over here, we have many reasons to say why this should be more than your average secretion, and they said the rabbanon. Like, this is, you know, many rabbanons combined together. It's and it's a tzila group with only said the rabbanon. It's a shilei with only said the rabbanon. It's a case where it's a mekalkel with only said the rabbanon. So, it's a kalkel is the rabbanon. And the shilei is the rabbanon. And it's a leguf is the rabbanon. So, it's three rabbanons. And it's in a machavit. Right,
and how would shvus come into play? Would that not come into play, or is that
shvus is normally mutter either by, you know, mir l'akam and shvus to shvus, or shvus to makam mitzvah. Certain cases are mutter, but the ikur now it's a mushal. In a case where there's sar involved, we'll see later on that there's cases where. If you case you have an Isid Rabbanon and the Psik Resha to learn Nichole, so Makam Sar they were Mako. Okay. Now, Maisa the Minigar Lam Sim Machmer, not like the Magan of Rome. We got Mataz, but Sadat Gam Ken Mikiradin, Yikradnaf Makosel, the Tzad also seems to be inclined that the correct real psak is that it's mutter. Kamakam Saim Day Miyodal Hakal Negat Chumasadeshin or Shachanurk, where a Moshe Pasas Kulam beside Basim and Lahakar Lenya Kais. He says, at the end of the day, I'm not going to take it upon my shoulders to permit something which the Chumas Adeshin, the Shachanurk, and the Ramos, in the case of the knife and the curse, that it's awesome. So I'm not going to be the one that's going to be mad to that. We have to add in also, who said he doesn't really want it? Maybe he does want it, because now the knife can go in and out more easily. So maybe that itself is the benefit. That the whole, you know, he would store this knife stuck in the wall. And I guess that was, you know, we didn't picture the idea of place to store a knife. But like, why, you know, this was a normal, apparently it was a normal thing for them to do that. And now that's a little bit wider, it's easier to get it in and out, so it's good.
It doesn't hold it there.
Now, but Elin and Chavis, this is all the case of Kaisel. But back to our barrel case, the Iker Yisurah who rocked with Bonon. So then, Yeshiz Melchecha Shutzar Godel Adasim Mechaber Shemata Lotiz Asakim B'Shabbos. In case of there's real need, by case of a Chavis which is less than 40 saw, you can be Mekel Kimushen Miskam Lotiz Benekel Bafilu Hecha Shalotziyam Erlem Mitzchil. Even though you never removed it before. So you're in a case of a psik resha and an isid rabbanon, plus the fact that you have the fact that it's done in a shinum, and the tavrshinim is common, and it's machshan silagufa, and it's makalko, and so then you're makel and welcome, sir.
Something that came up last time, which we weren't sure about, is with the chavis, the material. So we said before that there, a lot of times they use clay for their barrels.
Right.
It seems like in this case, it's a minor technicality, but like, if they were, are we talking about a wood one or a clay one for this situation?
The simple answer is I don't know.
Okay. Because the thing is, if you put a clay, it just seems like a little bit more easy to not have to worry about things you widening the hole with. Where the wood, it might be more of an issue.
I hear it. I'm not sure.
Okay.
There's an Akav of Pesach. So the Ramah came along and said that if you've never taken out beforehand the psik ratio, that you're making a wider nekev, and it's also. So before, if it's stuck into something that's already is detached, it's mutter to take it out. The shach shom. Mishum boina, because on something which is detached, there's no concept of boina. Hakashana the yesh mishum tik misak and piska. There's not boina, but there's not the binyan that you're making the item more functional. That's not called boina, but it's in a kli. But if you're making a pesach, vashin also the hachlas lahitzi akapanim rabbanon also. So it's a psik ration, and he said rabbanon. That's also according to the Rambam. So this machaber we're in Ramah over here is a major, you know, very important machloikus. It will come up in other places in the halacha. In case you have a psik resha and an isad rabbanon, is it mutar osir? And the Shulchan Aruch will say yes, and Ramah will say no. And we see the ikur psak is that, at least for us Ashkenazim, is that you have a mogan of Romel Yerava, Groa, and Ritchie Weger, all paskin, the psik resha is also by isad rabbanon. And that's the ikur psak.
I mean, it's important to say that a psik resha is also a rabbanon and a davshein miskavim.
Sorry, what?
Psik resha, I mean, just to add, that's a davshein miskavim.
What were the definition? That's what a psik resha is.
Fine.
Now, there is, however, what about a case where it's two rabbanons? Right, you know. So over here we added on, it was Melchizedek of the Kufa, etc., etc., etc. Gave all these things. It comes up a few more times, the idea of case where it's a psik resha, two rabbanans.
And this is, what do we have a case of here? We have a segregation.
Well, can they make it, you know, that's all these extra Rabbanim, etc. You know, it's clearly two Rabbanims, you know, you deal without getting involved in Klachiyat, etc. In other words, the Isurim you're dealing with, it's only a combination of two Rabbanims that make it also.
But once we say that you might want the item to be able to move in and out easier, and say that that's your kavana to move it out any easier, is it no longer kalkel as well? Mekalkel anymore as well? Because really
that's true. But the Gemara says the mashal, there's certain animals which it wasn't normal to capture them, to use them. So they're called enu benonitsu. So those are not the certain derisa to capture them. So catching flies, you know, if you do it intentionally, you would not be able to sit the rice. It's not the Machab Seder. Okay, so let's say you add in the fact that your Seder was done in a way which is only Rabbanon. So now you have two Rabbanon. Right? So what would be in a case where I want to shut the box and the secretion, I'm going to capture some flies inside of the box?
Yeah.
And, you know, those type of cases. So there are cases later on we'll talk about in Seder, the Ramah talks about the Shavur talks about a case which is two Rabbanon, secretion, two Rabbanon, they said that it's a Motur.
And Malcolm Sarah, where your wife is really scared about.
No, even not the Malcolm Sarah. He says, straight Rabbanon is a Motur.
Why?
That's what he says over there. Okay, he just said it's straight not Motur. Okay. Sif Beis. Hoyeba Neka Venista. The case was there was already a hole in this barrel, but the hole had been closed up. So halacha would differentiate where was the hole in the barrel. If the hole is lower down in the barrel, which means that it's the area where the sediment is sitting there, i.e., the weight of all of the liquid in the barrel is sitting on this hole. Obviously, that when you're going to seal it, you're going to seal it very, very tight seal. Otherwise, it's gonna pop open, and you're gonna have to lose all your wine. So, due to the fact that it's in a lower place, which means the weight of the liquid, all of the liquid is sitting on it, the seal is a very strong seal. It's as if there was never a hole there before. And therefore, to reopen at that spot would be considered making a brand new hole. Since it's down below and all of the weight of all of the wine is sitting on that hole, on that seal, I'm sorry. It needs a very good plug. And therefore, when you're drilling a hole now, it's like a new opening. It's higher up, above where the sediment sits. It's open to open it up.
So we're saying if you take the plug out from the bottom, that would be like you're creating a hole.
Right, because it's not really a plug. It's, you know, you basically have closed it up.
Fine.
Yud Gimel. Neka Benista. The hole where you're filling up is where the barza was. Barza was the spigot. You know, so they make a spigot. They would, after you finish making the barrel, you would drill a hole and you would put in the spigot. And now, so that was the Mokum barza. And now, just some of us, so Mokum Arach, you took that spigot out, sealed it up. And about the rest of the puzzle, now you want to reopen it. So since it was so far down, it's like a new hole. So you can't make a new hole, which is, even though it's not also the hachzalahitza, you can't make the hole. You can't make a hole of chachil, even though it's mirabonin, even though it's not also the hachzalahitza. If it's further up, because it's a large hole, because it's not considered that there's a seal there, so it's, you're not making anything. It has a hole there already. Okay, now, so Ramosha says the Moshel, the example which this comes up, so you know, we don't do it so much more nowadays, but the good old days when you had a milk carton or you had an orange juice carton, right? So it was open on the top, and then you would seal it, and I want to reopen it. So what am I making a new opening or not? Well, according to this rule, it's the Malamin Ashmorim, right? So it should be Mutzer. There's a hole there already, so there's no problem of opening it up. Ramosha said no.
Shmuel?
So when you would push it together, you would push it at the sole, because it's made that even if you turn it upside down, it holds. Right? That's why even if you put your carton into the fridge sideways, and etc., that thing doesn't pop open. So that's called simon malus, so it's like a brand new hole now. And it'd be also to make a new opening, because that's making a new opening.
Interesting.
So that's where this idea, you know, that's an example where this idea comes in. The tops of a, take off the top of a yogurt, the yogurt container. So you have, you know, they're made with like a foil which goes over the top, right? So over there, pashas, that's mutter. In other words, there's the item on top, bottom. We'll see later on, taking the or off top of the chuppah is mutter, but there is one part where brown star for hell. Since they're made, they even turn upside down, they don't come out, etc. So that would parallel the idea. The Rambam says that it's like you totally sealed it up, and it'd be also open. I still think the Kripsak, because that case is mutter. Mm-hmm. But then you just get an idea of where this concept has applications, Lamaisa, in our society. This idea does have significant applications.
Mm-hmm. So, in this case that we're talking about here, where, you know, there's a gradient of weight going down, you know, at the bottom, the farther down it is, the tighter the seal really should be.
Right.
So, do we just say halfway up it's mutter, or at what point do we define it as being?
It's interesting. The Shulchan Aruch says it goes from the Shmorim and above the Shmorim. The Shmorim were sediments. Everyone has a certain amount of sediment, so that's really far down. You know, it settled. I'm not sure how much it covers. It's not even halfway. You know, the Shulchan Aruch seems to say you're talking about, you're very close to the bottom.
Oh, that would make sense, because your spigot, you want to get it right just
close to the butt, right? Yeah. Now, but you see from Ramosha's Shuvah, though, that he says the point really isn't high and low. The point is how tight it is, how strong it is. So I can give you an example where it's all the way up on top, but Ramosha said, but he held it was also, because it was made to be a very strong seal.
I don't understand how the foil would be considered that you're making a neck of. That's like you're just opening up the top of it.
Okay, it's not a case of nekev. That's true. But he held it becomes one unit. Now you're making a new opening when you open it up.
Yeah, but those things are two separate pieces, though. We're not talking.
That was his point. His point. He held the bronze upper held that because it's made that even when you turn upside down, etc., it holds tight. It's not two separate pieces. It becomes one unit.
Okay.
Malkum nekev gimel. Malkum nekev yasha. So we said in a case where there was previously a hole there, you're allowed to make a hole. So in Leikrin, you're allowed to make this hole. I feel a bit mekadeach. Mekadeach, clearish, kli, miyuchad, linkev. It was an awl. The hand drill.
Makdeach.
Okay. Going, shenishpura habarza, for example, when would you want to use that? Let's say the spigot broke. Now this is not, and you know, limited. This example, that would be an example where a person would want to drill it out. You drill out to get the, but the hole is still there. Now the yesharim, the shlashar linkav neck of yoshan el bechavish shalcher shein astimim hudekus yaf. Again, so the point was over here. You have a hole. You sealed it up. It's not a strong seal. So it's mutter to reopen it. Comes along, the Yeshayahu and says, you know, it depends. When you're dealing with cheris, which the seal does not hold well to the cheris. So therefore, it's not considered it's closed well. If you have a barrel made out of wood, what you would do is you'd bang a piece of wood in, and then you would sort of saw off the end of it. You'd put it in very tight, and you'd saw off the thing, so now it would be parallel to the thing. Vaninerish is that neck of Chodesh Bas. That's a total steamer. And therefore, it's a brand new hole when you open it up, and it's us. Okay. So Bishop Bruce said this. Tazayin. Malkum neck of Yoshin. Bencha neck of. Who are you going to look at? It doesn't make a difference how large it was. Just you can't make it the new opening larger than the old one. Okay. So now can fill them in the mekdeach. Now it's not considered. It wasn't sealed, so you're not making a new opening. Okay. L'chein mutter linkav b'magufa she'soysim bo hakli zchukis fill b'kli ha'masukin l'kach. That's what allows us to make a hole in the stopper on top of your glass bottles, which I would imagine was some type of a cork, even with the kli, which is made for that purpose. You're a corkscrew, right? Now you're making a hole in the cork, but the corkscrew, it's a circular hole, but it's a cork, right? It's a hole, right? You're making a hole through. Teretz is, it's not called that the regards to the bottle's purpose, it's not that it was sealed and you're making a new opening in the bottle. You know, it never was considered sealed. So it's, that's why you're allowed to make that open. Habarza, he gave an example of something which is a common thing. I don't care where the opening was which you sealed off. It's so the case over here was Nishbar, the bars had broken off and you'd sealed it up, and now you want to make a new hole, so that's mutter even with a mikudeh. However, the Yesharim says in Yutes, Loshori, Zoy Dasa Kalba, this is the opinion of the Kalba, Kalba's one of the Rishonim. This opinion that he says that we differentiate between a wooden chavis and a chavis made out of cheris, other person disagree. The Yerabba passes like the other poskim, Rishonim, in other words. Chenk pasuk benachlas svi, nachlas svi also passes that it's always mutter. He held that you should be machmer for the opinion of the kolboy, and the Sharatian, he says in Chof, with the asterisk, he says the Shulchan Aruch Rav says sort of like a middle opinion. He says if you have a real need, you're mekel; if otherwise, you should be machmer. Okay. Dalit barzer shebechavis the Ben Olam. So you had this spigot which is banged into the chavis, and you need to get it out. I'm not sure exactly why you need to get it out, but apparently that was like a that was something which is sometimes would happen. Nobody was able to get it out. I guess it must have been stopped or something like that, and you needed to open up the hole and let the wine out. So what barza cheres? So lahakas boys the barza. So what was the barza? Basically, was like it was a long piece of looked like a little pipe with something. So you can take another piece of wood which is basically the same size and bang on it and push it in, and that would open up your hole. So you're allowed to take another barza and bang it through. If you want to use that in order to get the wine on Shabbos. Again, there's only mutter in a case where the barz, as much as it makes an opening, it also sealed up a hole. Right? What you did was you made a hole, put the barz in, or you put the barz in, made a hole, whatever. But and that barz is sealing the hole. So the bars of functions in a certain sense as part of the chavis, it seals the hole. So the bars is all the way down, below where the shmorim are, since we said it's a vase, that's called a stima malleus, and you're making a new hole by banging that bars in. So you can't do that. Okay. Now, mutalitin kona cholul b'chavis, oy barza, lohutzi yayin, now the hole is there already, and you want to put in a little konachol, a hollow reed, in other words, some type of a pipe to use to direct the liquid out of the barrel. So the hole is there already. Your issue here is not making a hole. Your issue is you're adding on the spigot. You want to put a konachol or a bars, or you want to put the big spigot in on Shabbos. Even though it wasn't there before, and that's what to do that. Okay. So you have a hole there. And so the guy says, I have a great idea. I'll take a very large leaf. You know, we picture hadas leaves, maybe little dicky leaves, but large leaves, but they're a thick leaf. You sort of wrap it around itself, and now you have a pipe. And you're going to stick it in, and then it'll expand to the right size, and now it'll function like like in Mars. In Mars, it was a gutter, which directed the water. So here's directing the wine out like a funnel. and the yayin zov derek sham, and the wine would then flow through that ola, it's osur. Why is it osur? Lo, you can't do that. Why? The gazrinan shlo yisakin marzev liyena and shipol hayayin l'seicher v'yelch l'merochik. If you allow the person to do this, he might eventually make an actual type of a, instead of just making a spigot there, he's going to take a whole long tubing unit which will bring his wine to a further distance. The cutter or the bars, you just stick it in as is. But over here, you're doing something extra, so you know, next you know, the person's going to make a whole tubing, and that's already would be like a tikkun in the kli, and that's awesome. It's only mutter in a case where you have them cut already. We don't think have it there. The person might cut them. Either he means he cut them off the tree, or it means to cut them to size. You know, they're ready to use as is, and therefore there's no gzera. You might come to cut them off the tree. Okay. Zok the Mishnah Berurah in Sukkot Nachaf. So you're allowed to put the kanachol mutalite, right? Okay. That's what it's for. It's not called you made a tikkun in the kli. You didn't make a new thing. You made a barza. It was a barza beforehand. Now, and we come up near the osur l'skoya hetev b'chazaka b'yisedus. You can't put it in tightly with some nails to hold it in place. The issue is that mishum gram halacha. I mean, now that's definitely adding a whole new dimension to your barrel, that it has this spigot there, which is going to remain kavua, and it's attached to it, etc. So that's considered like a gemar malach of your barrel, that it has, you added a spigot to it in a real sense. Okay. Awful P. It wasn't there beforehand. Baba got the end of your day, I'm Yagia, let me dust it. So the Haki is Motu, he's not sure it's going to be the right size. And if it's not going to be the right size, he might try and fix it and, you know. So it's still mutter. Now we don't make exam this to be also because you might come to fix it to the right size attention. Now, by and by, says the cost of the nearby divrei Rama, shalva pisha v'kana atzma ena masuken es kol tzarcho, v'zera shum tikkun. For the hachi mutter lachnisa l'chashin Hashem yisak. Not only that, even if the reed itself seems to be, it's not like totally, it might be a little bit too long, etc. We don't make exam that you might come to cut it, etc. Fix it up that it should be usable. Now, but the Ramoy added it's only mutter the case you already have them cut. By your all of hadas. The Malkam Shiyeshli, you have ketum. That the Makabra Shakos of Tama Yisim Nation, Yerikoiz Marzev. Shachonar started out the reason why it's also is because it looks like you're making a piping, a tubing. And Ramah said, well, if you have one that's already cut, it's okay. Ramah must say, in Loch Hashem Yiktoim, so I mean, it's like the conversation is not bad. It seems to me that they're talking about two different things, two different problems. You should know who put them in the Amorabi Gemara. This is the Machlokas in the Gemara itself. Machlokas Amorayim. What is the problem over here? Chalam Ratama Yisr Mashem Yasim Marzi. One of the reason why it's Chazal said you can't put this Ola Habadas in is because you might then make a tubing. You might pull it off a tree to put into to use. Ramina Mai Benai, and the Mor says, so give what's a practical difference between the two explanations? or answers the katum umanchi, they already have been cut off umanchi, and it's sitting there. Which means the Ramah explains, that they already were prepared for before Shabbos to use for this purpose. In other words, one is not enough because maybe something will happen to the one, you might go pull a second one off. But you have 10 of them ready, like you're ready cut off and ready to use, like you're not going to pull off an 11th, you have no need to. Lekach ein locha shamayi yavalikta. The man of Mishum Marazeb Asr Apache Gabna. Because when you, it looks like you're making tubing, you might come to make a real tubing. The rush of the tour, which the Ramah is following, passing like the promise because of that you might come to cut it off the tree. So therefore, in a case which already you have ones which are off the tree already and ready to use, ready to go, so then there's no issue to do it.
There's this
The Gemara is a Gemara, and Kufman Bav Parakhovis, which is the name of the parakh, I think. So an example which the person talk about, you know, is that this is that you're attaching it tightly. You know, it's a problem. The issue is all the person dealt with. You know, modern day person deal with is a hypodermic needle. So it comes in two pieces, and you put the two pieces together, and you click them in place, and now it's a functional cleat. So you made it from a non-functional to a functional cleat, and it's done tightly. So the cart should be in this sir. Should be also to do it because you're putting it together tightly. But on the other hand, you have no intent that it should be permanent because, like, afterwards you throw it, just throw it out. But you throw it out as is. You don't take it apart. So now I think actually they take it apart. But at least there was a point in time where they would just leave it, just throw it out as is, and they leave it together. They one usage. So is that called permanent or temporary? There's a raya from a Rashi in Sukkah in the third parak that's called permanent. If I put it together with intent to leave it like that, even though I don't need it to say like that, and I don't care if it stays like that, since I intended that it should say like that, it's called a permanent attachment.
What's the raya from the Sukkah?
There's a raya in Rashi, Daf Sukkah, Daf Lama Gimel. Not from a sukkah. There's a raya in the set of sukkah. Rashi.
No, I know. I got that.
I'm not going to get involved in the raya. It's a little bit, you know. But the Rashi, that's considered permanent. So the Zitz Eliezer brought that raya. Rabbi Yasha brought that raya. So, but is it considered you're putting down the bechoska? Look, you are putting the bechoska. I mean, you're putting it. It's a strong connection.
We brought up this idea ways back dealing with a coast that there's two parts to it and you kind of push them together. I don't remember which sif we were on, but it was
Kosher Prokin.
Yeah, and the example was modern day example was the two
plastic. I mentioned that I never finished with that thought. Yeah, so here's the example where I wanted to. You know, so this that case is the same issue as the case of the hypodermic needle. So Rosh Hashanah held it was mutter. He held it considered it's made for one time use, and like afterwards you couldn't care less. So it's not called a real tight attachment in the sense of the chayzik that you're talking about over here, but it's called you made a kli, is because it has a function afterwards. Over here, has no function afterwards. So even though the Diak Rashi is correct that it's considered permanent as opposed to temporary, but you can't give it a din of chayzik that it's called you made a kli, it's made to immediately throw out. That's what Shlomo Zalman held. So I think those two-piece things would have the same issue, whether those are mutter or not.
Is it? It's immediately to throw out?